At the movies this week, we'll discover the animated adventures of a moody superhero. Thanks for joining me for another Real Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. In 2014, audiences and critics alike fell in love with the action and irreverent comedy of The Lego Movie. Following the film's overwhelming success, the animation team pulled out all of their darkest bricks and wackiest villains to produce the over-the-top superhero spin-off, The Lego Batman Movie. The Lego Batman Movie opens as Batman, voiced by Will Arnett, once again rescues Gotham City from the Joker, voiced by Zach Galifianakis. Once the city is safe, he returns home to his solitary existence, which becomes even more solitary after the Joker willingly surrenders. After discovering that he's accidentally adopted eager orphan Dick Grayson, voiced by Michael Cera, Batman tries to shut himself off from the world even more. But when the Joker hatches a sinister plan, Batman discovers that he might need to team up with his friends to keep Gotham safe. Now, Phil Lord and Christopher Miller, the guys behind the Lego Movie, may have taken a step back from writing and directing the spinoff, but new director Chris McKay wastes no time in picking up where they left off. The Lego Batman Movie continues with the same sense of humor that made the original so much fun. So if you're hoping for the same silliness, you definitely won't be disappointed. Of course, since this is still a Batman movie, it's also quite a bit darker than the original. Batman's moodiness may be set up in the most comical of ways, but he's still dark and brooding. Older viewers will be in on the joke, while younger viewers might occasionally be more scared than amused. But while you may want to leave the youngest family members at home, the rest of the family is sure to enjoy it. But is it worth battling bad guys with this hero made of bricks? It sure is. With its witty writing and clever animated action, the Lego Batman Movie will have audiences cheering and laughing too. Though the Dark Knight's moodiness sometimes makes it a little less playful than its predecessor, it's still a whole lot of bat fun. It gets a B+. And finally this week, our real quick discovery. Though the Joker may be the central villain in the Lego Batman Movie, he's joined by a whole host of Gotham's greatest threats. Some of the villains who appear in the movie include Bane, the Riddler, Harley Quinn, Two-Face, Poison Ivy, and the Penguin. Well, that's it for another Real Discovery. For more reviews and updates on the latest films, including more action with Keanu Reeves in John Wick Chapter 2, visit realdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next week, take some time to catch a movie or two. You never know what you might discover.